Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on the one and only Tina Kitten.
Well, Tina, I just want to say thanks for always being the homie that stays last in the lobby.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, in case anyone talks to themselves, I want to hear it.
Do you ever talk to yourself?
Sometimes.
Do you like talking to yourself?
Well, it's never on purpose.
Leslie leaves.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, Leslie!
So this is a bit of an interesting episode. It is on Tina Kitten. Tina Kitten is a viral sensation, but she doesn't have that much of a YouTube presence. Her last video was 8 months ago, and she was like, I would think like 7 videos in all, so not that much of a YouTuber. Looks like we have 8 videos in all, but so not that much of a YouTube presence. But she is still extremely popular on Twitch and on socials. On YouTube, she has 278,000 subscribers, so on the smaller side compared to some of the other creators we have done. But on Twitter, she has 707,000 followers, and on Twitch, she has 930,000 followers. So yes, she is still extremely popular, despite maybe a smaller YouTube presence than some of the other creators that we have done on this podcast. So Tina Kitten is a very cool creator who kind of, it looks at least what from what I've seen, has come to fame during the Among Us era and has kind of stayed there as a cool part. You stayed there as like a cool part and part of a lot of friend groups, and she just seems to be a really awesome person. So what's cool about Tina Kitten is that she just seems to be like really genuine person. So what I would call her, kind of like, she is the average gamer. Tina Kitten would probably be one of those. I have 3 types of gaming YouTubers, for those who don't know. You have someone who you watch only because of skill, someone who's pretty good at the game but also relies on humor, and then that you watch them because of their humor. To be honest, I think Tina Kitten would probably fall in the category of watching her because of her humor, but she is still definitely able to play games to like an extent that it's not like boring to watch. She can play games and she's like good at games. I just don't think you would go to watch her because of her skill. Her humor is what kind of brings the audience in.
I had 13,000 viewers this morning, and I didn't have a face cam, but still it made my heart so warm because I was like, do I have a personality? Is there something more to who I am?
And why Tina Kitten is really cool, at least in my eyes, is because she is a very unique type of creator. And the fact that she's very wholesome and innocent sometimes, but she is not family friendly. Now, I know you can be saying, you know, how does that work, Mac? I don't really understand that. But in the sense of like, she'll accidentally make dirty jokes. She's not afraid to swear, and she like kind of keeps it in her videos. I think that there's this aspect of her that she's still an adult, yet she's just naive sometimes. And I think that's really fun, because when there's like maybe an adult joke made, or in that sense, or something that's maybe not her ordinary humor, it's not like a gasp, oh no, I'm supposed to be family friendly. It's a moment where you can laugh.
You did?
Oh, what about instead of Tina talks, Tina takes? You know, like a hot take?
Or Tina teats.
What?
No, stop talking about your tits. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ, we're not that kind of podcast.
And I think it's very hard to get that type of organic reaction, because usually you have people who are all family friendly on this side, or, you know, kind of more of an adult content. That middle ground is not the easiest to find on a lot of content creation platforms, which is why I think it is very cool when it comes to her. Especially with some of the different creators she surrounds herself with. She's like, I'm pretty sure, very, very good friends with Corpse, even getting him getting to meet him in person, which is obviously something that few people have been able to do, only his closest friends. So, you know, with Corpse and his literally whole demeanor of having songs about chains and choking, and then you have Tina, who's kind of naive, and all of this, you get for some very funny interactions between the two.
I'm gonna hit you. Stop! What is he doing? How is he so fast? What is that? I don't get it. Teach me. Please.
I am.
Put me under. Oh, okay. Put me under your belt. What? Wing? Is that. What? I think I mixed two things. I'm so sorry. What?
And I think it shows kind of this like dynamic between her and other people that it's like she is maybe innocent, so it creates this maybe dynamic of someone who's like the more adult type humor and someone who has like a more innocent, you know, demeanor, but not, she still laughs at the adult humor. But I think it's fun because you are allowed to be funny about it, which I think in many cases you're not, because someone's trying to stay family friendly. But that was a really cool, you know, dynamic between the two that's hard to find, like I was saying earlier. She recently, I don't know how recently you would call it, probably at least within 2 months, joined 100 Thieves, and that was very cool. 100 Thieves has done just an utterly fantastic job of getting female creators, a lot more than other organizations, in my opinion. And Tina is one of them. She just brings this, like, again, this great demeanor, but just this fun aspect where you're just, when you're in her chat, it's just a fun time. I think that she, when playing with other people, like she's played with Ray and Toast Lobbies, and she's best friends with Brooke, I think something really cool that Tina brings is she kind of represents the average gamer, in my mind. So when you're watching Disguised Host, he doesn't really come off as the average gamer. He's someone who is, you know, really good at Among Us. He's not exactly going to be, you know, someone who is of average skill level. He's a really good detective. Even same thing goes with Ray. Ray plays games all the time, and although she might have come off as like the, you know, calculating demeanor of Toast, she is really good at games. And other people as well, even Sykuno. Sykuno has that innocence to him that I think people, you know, like. But he's also really good at games, even though he says he's not. I know that's part of his whole shtick. But he's really good at games. And I think Tina represents more of an average talent that's kind of fun to watch. Because I know, at least from my experience, I've been in some lobbies before playing video games. When you just, you know, you're not winning. But it's still like a really fun time. And I think Tina kind of brings out that heart of maybe gaming is not always winning, but she brings it out in a more powerful sense because Tina really, really wants to win. I think that is a very important part of what makes her a powerful creator, because at least in my opinion, when you have someone who is maybe not the best at games and someone who is a bit more happy-go-lucky and kind of making jokes in that way, I think that they can get kind of annoying. Yeah, sometimes, because you're like, man, this person is just kind of bringing down their team. They're not even trying. They think this is so stupid. But with the sense of Tina, she tries so, so hard. So you're really just rooting for her always. I think Tina got a little overwhelmed the other day. She did a Twitch Rivals event, which we'll get to later. But she got a little overwhelmed because she wanted to win this Minecraft thing so bad. And she wants to win Among Us so bad. So she gets frustrated into it.
No, it's fun.
You guys eliminated. You guys eliminated one of the best fucking teams in the first round. Like, and they were slated to go to.
People probably put them as the winners.
What?
People probably put a lot of them as the winners.
Yeah, I thought that they were gonna go all the way up and like lose XQC in them.
Yeah, I really didn't think I would even make it to this round, so I should be like really happy. Dude. I know. I don't know. I'm crying. No.
we like.
And I think having those emotions and seeing someone maybe who is on the average side so involved, like you can see, you know, yourself and your daily plays in them, and they're entertaining. So I think that makes her really relatable, and it's kind of powerful to watch her in that sense, that it's just fun. And I think that's really cool. What's really cool as well is I think, although Tina can be a bit odd sometimes, she's also, like, with that innocence, she kind of represents normal people sometimes. So one of her, a clip that happened 3 days ago, but is now near her top view clips, about three away, she reacts to Soda Poppin', because she's at this Twitch event, and then she hears Soda Poppin' say something about heroin, and she has, like, a funny reaction. And I think that that kind of represents, like, she is almost, like, not a normie, but, like, one of us who made it onto this platform and is kind of, like, just experiencing with people. Like, a normal person who likes video games but is playing with streamers. That's where I feel like she is, and it represents, I love that dynamic. Yeah.
He said something about heroin. Something like that. Where are the snacks? I need to find them.
Moving on, I think her videos, I'll go over them quickly before I touch on the Twitch event. Her videos are mostly Among Us, because she was posting during the Among Us time. She got a lot of popularity from that. Sadly, she hasn't gotten one over a million views yet. I think her videos are good, but I think she's a better streamer to watch. What I think Tina really does a good job of is including her chat, and, like, you feel like you're talking to her on a very personal level. She also uses the same mic as me, I just realized, so that's pretty cool. But you feel like you're talking to them on a personal level. So I think she does a really good job of engagement, and you do lose a little bit of that on the videos. So the videos, I think, the tough thing about YouTube is when you watch it, you usually want it to be intense in every sense. Whether it's intense comedy, intense action, intense, you know, skill, intense laughter. Like, I just said comedy and laughter, same thing. But it's usually, like, an intense content packed into this very digestible piece. And I think what is a bit of a struggle is Tina could definitely get there. But she has a very chill, comfy vibe. And I think so that's why it's hard to have these intense games that people usually watch for skill and have that comfy vibe. Definitely comes across in streams. But when you're watching, you know, her videos, I think that's much harder to do, to get a chill vibe into a YouTube video and still make it very digestible in that sense. Actually, one of my favorite videos is she did SCP, which is a game I very little know, like, very little about, and I did know that, like, some of Offline TV and friends and all that friend group played it for a while, a week. So, because I knew so little about it, it was a better video game in my, or a better video in my opinion, because Among Us, you kind of know. So when you see someone you don't know, like, you know, maybe they're not playing as well as, you know, Toast, you're like, oh, okay, it's kind of difficult to get used to, you're not watching the best of the best. But when it's SCP, a game that I'm a bit more unfamiliar with, and it seems a bit more low stakes, it was kind of fun to, like, chill and hang out and, like, explore the game together, it felt like, with her.
Wait, does Ryan control his dead body?
Huh?
Oh, wait, you're alive!
Yes.
Whoa!
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh my gosh, you're like, you're a little zombie!
Whoa, whoa.
Hey!
Hello?
Hey! Hey!
Is anyone in there?
Hey! Listen!
Hey!
Hello? Hey, guys!
Wait, can you say, hey, listen? Like, urgent?
And I think maybe that has some power to maybe playing some variety games on YouTube and seeing how it does. Because, like, if we look at her Twitter, which again has 700,000 followers, she's a popular enough personality to carry these fans with her. So I think if she did variety games, it might be a bit more difficult to capture new viewers, but I think it would make for a much better video, in my opinion. But that's just me. You may have your own separate opinions. But yeah, I mean, as with a lot of people, what she has to do better with YouTube is upload. All her thumbnails are good, and, you know, her content is good. I just think maybe she could be, like, a bit more selective. Like, a golf with friends video with Tina, I think, would be very good. A lot of, like, of that content that is airing more on the variety side, I think would be very successful on Tina's channel. Now, Tina's Twitch, again, is very popular, but one thing that she did recently, which actually she had some very cool clips from, some of her most viewed, was the Twitch Rivals event. And the Twitch Rivals event was very cool because they were all in one place in Vegas, and it was a bunch of streamers. Let me see if I can pull the list up right now. Okay, here, I'm going to go list through. This is going to be a long list. I'll just go. Nikkei30, Puns, Tapel, Soda Poppin, 5Up, Maya, XQC, Tyler1, Myth, Kaide, Foolish, Russell, Hassan, Tina, Foosley, Cypher, Tens, Hannah, X Rose, Melena, Will Neff, Hafu, QT Cinderella. I may have skipped your favorite creator, but I didn't want to just read that much of a list. But it was a really, really cool event where a lot of fun people were there, and I think it was super sick to see. That was really, really cool. And yeah, it was a really cool event to see all these different creators interact in this space that was all Twitch streamers and full Twitch friendly. And I think it was really cool, and I think it shows the future of where streaming events can go, to have these kind of, you know, all these streamer meetups to be just this content storm. I think we've seen the future of streaming a bit in these past few events, like Shit Camp and this Twitch Rivals Vegas and what else? Just maybe like kind of like that Operation OTK is running down there, which just all streamers all making content in one room. That if you kind of get like this office type area and get all these streamers together and maybe get together a few times a week, like a year, to make all these content in like a couple of days, it was going to be very intense, and a lot of content's going to come from it. But it could be like this new formula to get that content out of streamers. But it was very cool to see and very successful.
I literally just spoke straight gibberish for like 30 seconds there.
And again, Tina was very fun to watch in that sense. It was like a normal person just going through this Twitch world, which I thought was super, super cool. And overall, I think that she's an awesome creator, and that she has so many places to go, and she has such a huge audience to draw on, that I think that she can end up being incredibly successful in the future, and is already incredibly successful now. What I always wonder about streamers like this that maybe have a bit of an odder stream schedule, like other than the Twitch Rivals, she streamed like maybe 15 days ago, 17 days ago, 19 days ago, but then it's like last month. So, you know, kind of going on this on and off type streaming schedule where it's not every day. I wonder what they do in the day today. And that always interests me to know. But I think that if Tina maybe gets, obviously she should do what's, you know, healthy for her. But if Tina is able to get on this schedule that's healthy for her and that's consistent, I think she has nowhere to go but up. And I think that's going to be on Tina Cannon. It's a relatively shorter episode, but I guess she has kind of less YouTube content than a lot of other people, but I still felt that she was really worth mentioning because she is a huge name on the platform. Now let's see if we have any other reviews to shout out. I think that is gonna be it for this week, so I will see you guys next time. Thank you for all your support recently, and just I'm gonna continue to make this podcast the best that I can. Goodbye.